Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa these last hours to discuss, among other things, expanding BRICS. Remember, this is a banker's very good idea at the beginning of the 21st century in order to convince his clients to put money in these countries that don't share borders, don't share continents, don't even share hemispheres. And clearly, the BRICS ambition now is to bring in new players from the global south, it's said, but then again, there are exceptions. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, is with me, back from the southern hemisphere, and we're joined by Fraser Howey, the author, co-author of Red Capitalism, in the northern hemisphere, to comment on what we know now about BRICS' ambition, led by China and Russia, their ambition to bring in new members. Fraser, a very good day to you in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm in the Northern Hemisphere, too. We need to speak of these regions now. Continents are no longer adequate to the ambition in Johannesburg. The list is not short. Saudi Arabia, Argentina, Iran, the UAE, Ethiopia, and Egypt. They share not a continent. They share not a part of the world. They share not a region. They are, in fact, a mix of different kinds of governance. So what does China get out of this? Good evening to you, Fraser.
Hello, John. Hello, Gordon. What China gets out of this is pretty ethereal, frankly. In terms of real substance, I think BRICS has always been lacking substance. As you said, it was a Goldman Sachs investment banking marketing idea and a handy use of the English language to have a rather punchy slogan. But what China gets here is another sort of quasi-global, partly global forum of large countries in the world, no question, some important, very important countries in the world. And China is without doubt the largest and most important player here. So again, and it's to some extent a Chinese marketing exercise that they're saying, look, we have this global forum now, we're expanding it, we're bringing in a lot of voices that aren't normally heard, and we demand to be listened to, and we want to voice. That's the sort of the first line, but if you dig into that, you'll find it starts to fall apart very quickly. And with China being the dominant player, we know that means that others don't have voices.
Gordon, you have a question for Fraser.
Isn't it ironic, Fraser, that as China is able to expand BRICS, the Chinese economy is going through severe problems, probably insoluble, at least insoluble over the next, let's say, half decade? What happens to Chinese leadership here when it's not able to show the world that its system works?
That's very true. I think it's ironic as well that the first country on that list, again, by virtue of the English language alphabeticalization, Argentina, is literally bankrupt and is talking about, and one of the presidential candidates wants to dump its own local currency and dollarize the economy. So the ironies of BRICS and expansion in China's leadership are many, Gordon. I think you are right, though, that this is has to be very ironic that this bigger power play of sorts, although there isn't much real substance behind it, of China comes at a time when China's model isn't just struggling, but is actually being shown up to be not working. And I think you're optimistic if you're talking about a half decade. These problems that China is going through, frankly, are not soluble with the system they currently have, i.e. the controlocracy of Xi Jinping, where the party is paramount. The problems have been exacerbated by that, and it's a complete rolling back of what basically has been the past 10 years of Xi's rule, if you're going to hope to try and get out of these problems.
Fraser, we come now to the part that I can't hold in my mind easily. The word is de-dollarization, if that's a word. It will be soon enough if it's repeated.
It's a word now, John.
if it's repeated long enough. China wants to de-dollarize the BRICS. What does that mean, Fraser?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure what it means there. Certainly one of the things they're talking about, although it didn't get much prominence, an agreement was trying to reduce dependency on using the dollar for international trade, particularly for commodities, and using local currencies. But as I say, you've got Argentina. Well, first of all, none of the BRICS countries actually have a sort of freely tradable currency, although I think South Africa might do, but clearly Russia doesn't. India is a restricted currency, so does China. And Brazil, again, they're certainly subject to regulations there, or it's more open than it was. And many of the countries that are coming in, Iran is closed off from the dollar system, UAE, Saudi, both pegged to the dollar, Argentina basically not got a currency at all. And so what they want to do is they don't want to find themselves in this the Russian case of being subject to a lot of very direct U.S. sanctions and be, you know, and using the currency of what they see as their common enemy. But the reality is that that's what the world trusts. And replacing it with the reason the dollar is so prominent is because so many local currencies are not trustworthy and are not flexible. You know, it's hard to use Argentinian pesos, even in Argentina. And certainly you can't use them anywhere else in the world. And that's true for most of those currencies within the BRICS countries. So it's very hard to see how you take a lot of things which are only local and you can make them genuinely sort of international between these groups of countries, because their trade balances simply don't balance. They're all dependent on the EU and the US, and they're part of a global economy. So to simply somehow turn away from the dollar and say we're just going to play with our own paper money, I just don't see how it's going to work.
Gordon, we have a question for Fraser.
Fraser, if you don't have common financial management, you have problems if you have a common currency, which is something that the Europeans have found out with the euro. Although European nations in the euro have a lot more in common than the BRICS nations do, even without the enlargement, which makes it even worse for this. They're talking about, and they've taken the idea of a common currency off the table, but they are talking in general about a gold-backed currency. What are your comments about a gold-backed currency?
You know, gold bugs are, there's plenty of them in America. They're all over the place. Whenever there's any sort of talk of new currencies, someone flies up that back it with gold, as if that is a cure-all to all financial issues. Frankly, it's all talk. I don't see how any of these things are going to work. A common currency between the BRICS plus countries isn't going to work. Trading in local currency is going to run into limitations very soon. You know, if it ever even gets going, it'll be very limited in what can be done. And a gold-backed currency, again, comes back to, can these countries actually work? Any gold standard currency requires the people who sign up to it trust each other and are open about disclosure. None of the countries we're talking here are high on the league table of openness and transparency. And fundamentally, they don't trust one another. India certainly doesn't trust China and vice versa. The Russians and the Chinese, well, they may be great friends at the moment or say they are. There are longstanding border issues there and distrust among the populations. And then you throw in the rest of these other countries. I think it's what you will have is another, you know, it's another global talking shop. It's a big photo opportunity. But there's actually very little synergy between these countries and therefore very little economic sort of power behind them.
In addition to the de-dollarization ambition, China speaks through Xi Jinping of an organization that can either oppose or compete with the G7, the richest countries in the solar system, compete in a fashion that I'm unfamiliar with, that competition. China also adds, through the voice of Xi Jinping, not only compete with the G7, but this organization would represent the global south, which is now under extreme pressure because, fill in the blank, bad governance, climate change, or just the general cost of oil, the global south. It's not technical. Do either of those ideas look practical to you, a G7 match or a global south transnational organization, Fraser?
But this is all, John, these are motherhood statements and just talking points. There's no, what is the substance behind this? You cannot talk about either rise in oil prices or stresses on the global south without talking about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's not to diminish, of course, the increase in interest rates. And there are these, you know, that's clearly a problem as well. And that's partly because we're in a dollar world. But also, again, whoever thought that being at zero interest rates for a decade made sense?
Right.
The trouble is, what does Xi Jinping act? What does he think that actually means in practical terms? Even when you talk about the power of the G7, sorry, what power are we really talking about here? They have limited power. They don't agree on everything. They certainly don't have anything like a joint army or even a joint economic policy. What they can do, though, is because they're like-minded democracies, they can come together on certain issues and cooperate. And the trouble is that the BRICS are an expanded BRICS. It's going to be very difficult to see what they're cooperating with and what they're all agreeing on, apart from simply being dissatisfied that they're not America.
Fraser Howie, the co-author of Red Capitalism, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.